time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Come join.
Huggy Lowdown.
Senor mucho dinero. Silver Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
Senorita muy bonita.
Oh, thank you.
And Jane Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
El hombre de Bugatti.
What?
What?
El hombre de Bugatti.
Oh!
Oh, Bugatti.
Senor Bugatti.
Comprende?
Si.
What do you want me to call him? Negro Miguel? Yeah, he's going on the list already.
Okay.
Miguel, you are the... Talk about premature enunciation.
You might as well close the book for the week, man.
Man. Tom Simple J.
Huggy.
This weekend was shorter than Kirk Franklin standing beside Dwayne Wade and his kid Caprice at Kim Kardashian at Chris Humphrey's wedding during Black History Month.
That's short.
Simple, is it me or does it seem like it's all about sequels right now?
Yeah, you're right.
There's Fast and the Furious 6, mm-hmm. Fast Iron Man 3, and now I'm hearing about a Blue Ivy 2. Who knew? Tom Simple J, that's supposedly the word I heard that Beyonce is supposedly pregnant. Yep, she's got a new Blue Ivy in her body. Now, that's if it's true, and if it's true news, I'd like to say congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z on their second collaboration.
Yeah.
But if it's not true, I'd like to say congratulations to Kim and Kanye, baby, getting his spot like that. Because y'all know, like I know, a Blue Ivy 2 will Taylor Swift snatch the umbilical cord away from Kim and Kanye, baby.
Okay.
I mean, it's just how it is. Jay-Z and Beyonce are bigger names, so naturally, or C-sectionally, Blue Ivy 2 would be bigger news.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye was trying to expedite his baby mother's pregnancy right now. So they can work on Watch the Throne 2. Mm-hmm. And you know Kanye's mother-in-law has probably already sold exclusive rights to the first picture to the Rich Mixed Babies magazine.
That's right, that's right.
And you know grandma about making that money.
Oh, yeah.
She playing a different kind of bingo. You don't know? And while we're talking about Kanye, did y'all hear his new song called New Slaves?
Yeah.
New Slaves?
Wait for it! He performed it on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday.
Yeah.
And he said the N-word 3 times.
Yes, he did.
Which means it was an N-word working on the delay button. Now, this next story cracked me the hell up. Did y'all hear about the Toronto mayor?
The Toronto mayor?
Smoking?
The Toronto mayor, Tom, was accused of smoking that crack rock cocaine.
Cracked you up.
Smoking that crack rock cocaine. You got to say it like that or the punchline don't work. Crack rock cocaine. Say it after me, y'all. Crack rock cocaine.
Crack rock cocaine.
You see how that sounds? Crack rock cocaine.
Crack rock cocaine.
Yep, Rob Ford or the Canadian Marion Barry. It's supposedly on tape, starting from the rock bottom like Drake. See, Tom Silver J, what's up with these mayors and that crack rock cocaine?
Crack rock cocaine.
Hey, Jay. Jay?
Yo.
They smoked up our new Bugatti. They set that Canadian bacon up. I mean, they literally Instagrammed it. I know he don't want to be a man no more. He should have read Marion Barry's book, Think Like a Man, Crack. Are you crazy? Speaking of crazy men, Chris Paul are in Jacksonville, Florida this weekend, cracking people the hell up at the Comedy Zone May 23rd through the 26th.